Welcome to the Plant Elements of Design, a plant selection program for selecting the right plant for the right place and purpose. My name is Julie Weisenhorn, and I'm an extension educator in horticulture here at the University of Minnesota. Sustainable landscape design emphasizes plant health and longevity. It is important regardless of the price tag on the landscape and whatever level of maintenance will be performed. Most commonly, a landscape will lack sustainability due to poor soil analysis and preparation and poor plant selection. Selecting plants for a landscape can be a lot of fun, but it also takes time and can be overwhelming. A successful landscape with plants that thrive and perform as desired from a design standpoint requires that ability to match plant growing requirements with site conditions and the space. By performing a thorough analysis of a landscape site, a designer can make the list of preferable plant characteristics, then choose plants that fit both site conditions and desired features. However, this can mean hours of paging through catalogs and searching online plant sites. So we created the Plant Elements of Design Plant Selection Program as a tool to help. Originally developed for students, this program has become popular with industry professionals, home gardeners, and master gardeners. It's a web-based plant database of almost 2,800 woody and herbaceous plants, searchable by about 350 site and plant characteristics. There are more than 5,000 downloadable plant images, and in the spirit of extension, it's free to all users. All you have to do is create a user account using an active email and a password. Let's take a look at a typical search. First, identify desired plant features and growing conditions that match your site characteristics. So let's imagine you want to see options for an herbaceous plant that grows to a maximum height and width of 48 by 48 inches and can be used as a massing plant in a pollinator planting. You'd also like that plant to have medium texture and grow in well-drained soil, full sun, and be hardy in USDA Zone 4. Once desired elements are identified, just click on Search to view your results that fit these characteristics. You may click on View for a specific plant like Echinacea purpurea to see all the plant data and images for that plant. You can also click on Print after the plant name back on the search results and print a plant data sheet that contains all of that plant data and plant images. You can click on a particular picture and see a larger version. You may also scroll through images of just one plant or all of the results by clicking on View Images. These image files are downloadable for presentations or documents, maintenance manuals, whatever you need. To select images to download, you can select a specific caption or a box and click Download Images. You'll get the typical pop-up window from your operating system to save or open these files. Users may also select desired plants and export them to a spreadsheet format. This can be used for building a plant key for a design, for budgeting, or for project planning. You can continue to search and select more plants and add them to the list. And when you're finished, just click Export Plants and you'll get a pop-up window to save that file. I hope you find the Plant Elements of Design Plant Selection Program to be another tool in your horticulture tool shed. Contact information, user manual, and a link to my plant selection blog are listed there as well. Thank you and enjoy the 2016 ASHS conference.